Amazon says that as of today, shoppers should see lower prices on some items at Whole Foods, which Amazon owns. The price cuts reflect Amazon's attempt to lure more Prime members to the grocery chain, still battling a reputation for being too expensive. For more on this and some other corporate stories in the news today, let's bring in Charisse Jones, national business correspondent for USA Today. Hi, Charisse.
Hello.
And we recall that Amazon acquired Whole Foods for $14 billion back in 2017. It thought Prime members would start shopping there, but so far only 18% say they do at least once per month. And I have to say, I'm not that surprised because, you know, when I go to Whole Foods, maybe I spend $100 and get $1.50 off with my Prime savings. So what's going on here?
Yeah, that's the big complaint. I mean, you're actually supposed to get an extra 10% off of everything on sale as a Prime member. But basically, they're saying now that, you know, Prime members are going to be able to get double the deals they used to get every week that are exclusive to them. And that's going to be in addition to hundreds of other items that are on sale for anybody that walks into a Whole Foods store. So the whole point is they're trying to get people to give them another chance because prices have been creeping up again at Whole Foods. And there's a lot of alternatives at this point if you want to get organic products and goods.
So what kind of price cuts can we expect?
They're talking about an average of 20% off, and it's going to be primarily produce, so fruits and vegetables. You can get a pound of organic asparagus or strawberries for 99 cents instead of $2.99. So again, they're really trying to make another play. It's the third big price cut they've had since it was purchased by Amazon. But because those prices were going in the other direction, people kind of feel there was an okey-doke there. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to lure them back in and saying, you don't have to go to Walmart. You don't have to go to Aldi's. You can get some good stuff here for a lower price as well.
We'll see if they're for real this time. meanwhile, in other food-related news, we learned this week that two airports are canceling their deals with Chick-fil-A. That would be Buffalo Niagara International and San Antonio International Airport. They say the chain is not welcome in their food courts. Tell us more.
Yeah, you know, Chick-fil-A is incredibly popular. There's one that just opened a few blocks from my office and everybody's clamoring to go. But it's also incredibly controversial. They have a foundation, Think Progress, that's given money to organizations that are considered anti-gay, anti-LGBT. And their chairman has said that he's against gay marriage. And so the San Antonio City Council and the New York State Assembly, some of their members said that it doesn't have a place in these airports. Chick-fil-A says that they don't have a political agenda, but there's a lot of critics who disagree.
And do they have a legal backing? Do they have legal right to do that, to say you can't be in these airports?
Yeah, I mean, airports have a right to say who they contract with, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, in Texas, the state attorney general, who happens to be a Republican, has launched an investigation because the mayor of San Antonio has said that his criticism was that Chick-fil-A is not open on Sunday. And he feels that that's going to impact revenue. And the state attorney general says that this might infringe on your right to religious freedom. So we might yet see a Chick-fil-A at the San Antonio airport.
Okay, just a couple seconds here, but we saw that Caterpillar, which is a bellwether for the global economy, saw its stock downgraded by Deutsche Bank this week. Why?
Yeah, it's been a perfect storm. You know, economies are struggling a bit in Europe and in China. The United States is oversaturated with that kind of equipment. But mm-hmm. It might be a little bit premature, so we have to see. But in the meantime, they're saying they're cool on Caterpillar.
Charisse Jones, national business correspondent for USA Today. Thank you.
Thank you.